Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today, we are in the third parak of Masech the Nazir, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishamar Harini Nazir, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Viechad. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, and he doesn't say how long the Nazir should last, he has to keep 30 full days of Naziris. Megaleach Yom Shloshim Viechad. And so therefore, he can't complete the Naziris before the 31st day. If he shaved his head on the 30th day, he fulfilled his obligation, because we use the rule, mixas hayom kakulo, part of a day is a day. But if the person says, hareini nazir shloshim yom, what if he says, I'm a nazir for 30 days, and he doesn't say that his nazir shall last for 30 days, if he shaved on the 30th day, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. It's saying that he is, because when he says 30 days, he means 30 full calendaric days. And saying strict on the 30 full calendaric days, he's not yotze. Now, misha nazir shtei nazirus, what if a person goes ahead and says he's going to keep two terms of Naziris and he doesn't say how long each one should last, right? We can assume that he has to count 30 days and then he has to shave his hair and bring his karban and then count another 30 days. So when does he shave each time? Says the Mishnah, Mikalech HaSarishoni Yom Shloshim Yechad. He shaves the conclusion of the first one on the 31st day as he keeps 30 full days. V'Sashniya Yom Shishim Yechad. And then he starts his second term right away on the 31st. Counts 30 days, and he can conclude on the 61st day. Since he didn't say how long each Nazir should be, they each last for 30 days. And after the Giluach, which should be on the 31st day, this first term begins on the same day, and so therefore the second term starts on 31 and it ends on the 60th. That means he can only start on the 61st day. If he shaved for the end of the first term on the 30th day, so then he can go ahead and shave at the end of the second term on the 60th day. But if he shaved on the 59th day, which is only the 30th day of the second term, he also fulfilled his obligation, because the 30th day counted on both sides, both as the last day of the first term and the first day of the second term. And so therefore, the 59th day would therefore be allowed because it would be the 30th day of the second term. This was the law of testimony that Rabbi Pappas offered the rabbis. Amisha Nazar Shtei Naziros, for someone who said, I'm going to keep two terms of Naziros, and he didn't say how long each one should last. Shem gilach hasarishon et shloshem, megalech hasashniya yom shishem, v'mgilach liyom shishem chaser echad yatza, sheyom shloshem ololo min haminyan. That was what Rabbi Papia said. If he shaved on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of the second term, he also fulfilled the obligation, because the 30th day counts on the other side as the last day of the first Naziris and the first day and the first of the second term of Naziris. So we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.